fun game between the two Wildcats, Villanova and UNH. You guys come out on top 14-6. What did you like about the way your team played?
Well, I thought our guys came out and played really hard. We knew it was going to be a hard-fought game. Both of us were kind of trying to see how we were going to respond from the week before. When you look at how the game played out, I think both of us kind of had the same intentions, to be honest. Very few possessions. Each of us tried to establish the run game. We tried to shorten the game a little bit. And thankfully, our defense did a really good job because I think, if I'm not mistaken, they had four drives of 10 plays or more, chewing up a lot of clock on those drives. I believe three of the four were over 7 minutes long. And our defense was able to hold them out of the end zone, even though they held onto the ball and, got down the field. So real proud of that. We followed up on one of our drives, one of those goal line stops. We then went 99 yards. And, that was a huge momentum change for us to get that touchdown. So really proud of the way our guys responded from the loss up at Maine. We came to play. We played very physical. We played better in spots. We do have to correct some things. We had some penalties that we need to clean up. The turnovers, we lost the turnover battle 2-1, so we got to clean that up. And each and every week we talk about it all the time. No matter who you're playing, you better be ready to play. And I think our guys were ready to play. The game was what we anticipated, what we thought was going to be a real hard-fought slugfest of a CAA contest. Both teams came out swinging, and thankfully we were able to be them standing at the last round.
First question is Martin David Melander. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, coach, couple questions for you. How about the performance by your linebacker Shane Hartzell, 20 tackles? Have you ever seen a performance like that before?
Fortunately, I have. Forrest Ryan had a couple 20 tackle performances, and we've had a few guys prior to that, but no, that was tremendous. I'm not trying to take anything away from Shane, obviously. And Shane, Brendan Bell, those are our two mainstays at linebacker. Richie Kimmel, unfortunately, couldn't get on the field this past weekend, so Turner Inge played the majority of the snaps there in replace of Richie Kimmel. But our linebackers are doing a really nice job, and obviously Shane to be recognized this week for his performance is a nice feather in his cap. But like he said in the post-game press conference, he'll be the first one to tell you the reason he and Bell and our other linebackers are able to go make those plays is because of the unselfish play of the guys in front of them. So Shane will be the first one to mention that, but he's still got to go out there and make those plays. And he had quite a few that were, if he didn't knock it down on a few of them, they would have been bigger gains. So Shane had a really nice game. We're really excited that he's on our team.
How about the overall play of your defense having two goal line stands?
Yeah, no, that was tremendous. Anytime you can do that and keep them to field goals as opposed to the touchdowns, that is tremendous. And our guys, they dug down deep. Like I said, they bend but didn't break, and they got them to stay out of the end zone. So that was huge. And they actually almost had, they really had three. They just missed one of the field goals. They kicked one that went wide down close to our end zone as well. So, but the two that they had for three downs inside the 5 yard line. So six total plays inside the 5 yard line to keep them off the board and settle for field goals. That was huge and obviously made a huge difference in the outcome of the game.
How about the way your offense was able to respond, especially having that 99-yard drive for that touchdown?
Yeah, like I said in the opening statement, that was huge. We chewed up some clock. We got the first downs when we needed to. Dev Smith made a tremendous catch in the end zone, one-handed grab. Nice back shoulder throw from Connor, and he was able to keep his right foot in bounds to make that play. So, real excited that we were able to respond and make that happen after the defense gave us the momentum with the big stop at the 1 yard line.
And now you get ready for your next opponent. What stands out the most about them, that has your attention?
Yeah, well, if you look at those guys, especially recently, they're putting up a ton of points on offense. They have some big play, explosive opportunities with some guys. They seem to be playing all three phases of the game really well. I need to get on some more film to answer this better. Our staff has been in meetings all morning, looking at the game planning. I've unfortunately had a couple other meetings that I had to get to, so I'm a little behind in my preparation right now. They rotate a couple different quarterbacks. They've done that to us before, and they have some guys they're playing with confidence, and they seem to be going in a great direction right now under Coach Boykin. So They are exciting. I'm sure they'll be excited to get us on their home turf. So we're just going to have to take a long bus ride, get down there, and hopefully, clean some things up. Like I said, the penalties, especially those pre-snap ones that put you behind the chains and those types of things. And then we got to hang on to the football and not lose the turnover battle. But they're doing a heck of a job. They're putting up a ton of points. Like I said, their defense is flying to the football, and they have a lot of athletes running around all over the place.
All right, thank you.
Mark, your next question from Tiffany Williams. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Hey, Coach. Can you talk a little bit more about Devin? Him as an athlete and as a person.
Yeah, no, Devin, first year with us, still, trying to get all the timing down with the program and with the quarterback, and he's been doing some really good things for us. He studies the game really well. I've noticed it when he got here in the summer, and then obviously through preseason, whether I see him sitting in a special teams meeting or I see him sitting in a wide receiver meeting, he's always taking notes. He's always watching film. He seems to have some really good leadership qualities to him. I think he's probably staying a little more on the quiet side right now as being a first year guy, but I know he was very involved in a lot of different things down at his previous school, North Carolina Central, and he's been a great addition to our program. So we're excited, like I said at the beginning of this season, that we went out to look for a grad transfer wide receiver and we settled on Devin, and I'm glad he settled on us.
Mark, when your offense only has the ball for 47 plays and a lot of them were on that 99-yard drive, do you find yourself pressing it all, or does that make it difficult? Do you feel like you've got to get something done when you're getting so few opportunities?
Well, not this week, Rob, because our defense was playing so well. We got to just stick with the game plan. Obviously, the week before against Maine was a different situation. They made us one-dimensional because we got behind so quickly. And, when you only have a quarter and a half to play and you're down 35 nothing, you better start doing some things and, changing your style. But no, we're able to hang on to the football. We're able to, I've said it before, Rob. I mean, time of possession. It's good when you can control the clock, but it's not the end of the world if you don't. Maine proved that the week before against us, and we had a lot less plays and a lot more less time of possession this week, but we were able to put the ball in the end zone, and our defense was able to keep them out of the end zone. So the turnovers play a big part of it, but it's points for and points against, and those are the main focus that we have. So I think we stayed pretty good with our game plan throughout, and we're able to secure the win. And like you said, we only ran 47 plays, but three of them were knees and two of them were handoffs to end the first half. So, that really cuts it back even more. But the bottom line is we're able to get in the end zone a couple times, and we're able to hold them out of the end zone when they had opportunities to get there.
I want to ask you a little bit about Lucas Kopecky, a 25-yard touchdown catch, a guy that I believe played some lacrosse at Villanova. How did he end up in your program, and are you surprised that he's been able to make such a big impact?
Well, we knew about Lucas coming out of high school. We tried to actually recruit him for football coming out of high school, but he chose to go to the lacrosse route and ended up here anyway at Villanova. So he's a guy that's been on our campus for those first 4 years of his career playing lacrosse. He and Coach Pagan, our wide receiver coach, would see each other from time to time, and he'd always talked about, I wish I was playing, I wish I was playing. And, then he graduated last spring, and he did have a year of eligibility. We're seeing if he has 2 years of eligibility, since this is his first year playing football. But he's a nice addition. I mean, he can run for days, obviously running up and down the field as a lacrosse player. He's very well conditioned. He's got good height to him, good range, and he has really nice hands. So again, he's new to the program. He's starting to get a little more comfortable with the program and what we're trying to do. And it's resulting in him getting on the field more for us. And like you said, come up with a really nice, that was a fourth down play that he came up with in the end zone. So they had pretty good coverage on him, but Connor put it in probably the only spot it could have been in to complete it. And Lucas came down with a catch in the corner of the end zone. So he's doing a really nice job for us. And I think we'll start seeing more of him each week.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time this morning. Safe travels.